everybody, and welcome to the Minecraft Short Stories Podcast. My name is Kyle Mellis, and in this episode today, we have a story submitted by Foxburger Studios titled Abyss. Foxburger Studios submitted this to my email, but if you would like to submit a story, then go to my website, microshortstories.com, and go to submit a story page and fill it out. It may get read on the podcast. Anyways, thanks to Foxburger Studios. They have a very cool YouTube channel that I think you should check out, so I put a link inside the description. While you're down there, also subscribe to my YouTube channel. Once we reach 1,000 subscribers, I will have a 3- or 4-way collab with some other Minecraft players. But anyways, let's get right into the story. Abyss. The story is by Foxbricker Studios. This story happened quite a few years ago, as I was too scared to tell anyone of my encounter after it happened. If this article gets taken down, you'll know that it was him. I had just started Survival Minecraft World on version 1.5.2. By that time, I had beaten the dragon a few times, so I was pretty good at the game. I loaded in and started collecting resources and crafting tools. It didn't take long for me to build a house and get some leather armor. I'd been playing for about 4 in-game days when I came across a large ravine with a lot of exposed ores. Of course, I started picking my way down the cliff, as I could get a head start with all the iron in the ravine. As I worked my way down through the ledges of the ravine, mining ores along the way, I thought I heard the faint piano. I turned up my music slider to hear it better, but it didn't get any louder. I realized that it was on the sound slider. When I turned the volume up, I heard it was Excuse, a track that C418 had made for Minecraft, but was never implemented. That's strange, I thought. How is it playing if it's not in the game? I decided it was probably nothing, and continued mining. As I kept going down, the piano music started distorting. This wasn't out of the ordinary, as too many sounds playing at once would usually do that, but it would still be distorted even when I stopped moving, and it was just the music. After a couple of minutes, the track ended, and the world was normal again. But this time, I was at the bottom, and found another cave going farther down into the ground. But as I descended into the cave, another sound caught my ear. At first, I thought it was just cave noise, but I heard multiple sounds, and realized that it was Disc 13. Well, at least this time, it was in the game. But it wasn't fading as I kept walking, as it would if it was coming from a jukebox. But, being an experienced Minecraft player, I decided there must just be a glitch in the game files, and kept walking down into the cave. Something besides the music was eerie about this cave, but I couldn't put my finger on what it was. Then, I realized. There was nothing but stone. The ores had petered out a while back, and there was no lava or even water. And the most disturbing, there are no mobs. I checked my debug to make sure it wasn't on peaceful. Then I noticed my coordinates. -352, -37, 581. Wait a minute, how is there a minus on the Y coordinate? I thought. This was way before the Caves and Cliffs update, and so it's physically impossible to go below Y0. Maybe the minus was just another glitch, I thought to myself. I was starting to get a little worried. I heard multiple cave sounds at once, and decided to go back up to the surface. As I walked up through the cave, I heard raucous laughter behind me. At this point, my heart was pounding in real life, and I started running as fast as I could to the surface. When I got back to the ravine, I quickly blocked off the entrance to the tunnel and kept running up the stairs I had made on the side of the ravine. I looked back at the cave and was horrified to see that the blocks in front of the opening were being dissolved into thin air. Then, a figure came out. He was almost entirely transparent, except for a black outline around the edges. Then, as I kept looking at him, he started rising into the air, as if in creative. A row of blocks in front of me disappeared, then another. As each row was removed, the entire Y level vanished. I realized that if I didn't move, the blocks beneath me would be deleted. I managed to print the screen and started sprinting in the opposite direction, and the maniacal laughing resumed and turned to a shriek. I didn't dare look back for fear I would fall into the void. I ran as long as I could. The few times I dared to look back, he was there, following me, all the while blocks being deleted behind him. The innocent messages in the chat. Abyss, why prolong the agony? Just give me what I want. There is no escape. I didn't know what he was talking about. I kept running, but I was almost out of hunger and food. Then, in the chat box, Abyss. I'm getting tired of your little games. Let's try a different tactic. My screen started to lag, and I began to flow in the air. Turn me around so I was facing him. I could not control my player. My PC's fans were louder than when I played GTA 5. I tried to exit the game, but I couldn't. I pressed Ctrl-Alt-Delete, but nothing happened. I was stuck. Blocks started swirling around me. I screamed as they closed in, and my screen went black. Then my computer restarted. When it turned back on, I frantically went through all my files just to make sure he hadn't deleted anything. Thankfully, it was all still there. Then I tried to start Minecraft. It didn't open. Instead, it showed a message. Your Minecraft account has been banned due to suspicious activity. All world saves and account information has been terminated for safety. I rolled back into my chair and banged the desk. All my worlds, my Minecon 2012 cape, my server data, gone. The only evidence I have is that one screenshot. I wish I had taken more. I still don't know what he wanted. Maybe if I had, I could have saved my account. Thank you guys for listening. This has been the Minecraft Stories Podcast. Thanks to Foxbreaker Studios for submitting a story. Go check out his YouTube channel, link in the description. Also, just a note, probably going to be more listener stories instead of stories I've written because school started back up, so I don't have so much time anymore. But don't worry, I will be writing stories. You'll still be getting a lot of stories from me. Just the listeners will get a chance to have their stories told on the podcast. I'll see you guys inside the next episode.